This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
I recently saw an interview with E.B. Tucker, who usually talks about the economy and investments. He referred to a recent article about the good old days of 2023, in which he encouraged all of us to enjoy our families and our freedom. The reason he wants us to enjoy ourselves now is due to his fear of a future digital dystopia that he locates 10 years from now. The Tesla 6000 we drive drops us at the office and then returns to a fleet of self-driving rental cars. Average people don't own cars. They have 8 cameras on the exterior and 1 on the interior collecting data on you. The same is true of your home. It's wired like an NSA safe house. He says it's more like a tattletale than a safe space. But the most significant change is the use of the Fed coin. There's still money, but most purchases are made with this digital money, which tracks every dollar in existence. Suppose you want to eat some meat, not the stuff manufactured in a factory, but real cow meat. You try to buy it and your Fed coin wallet flashes a red X. You're prohibited from buying meat. He suggests that a cyber panic in the future ended paper money. A new Federal Department of Digital Safety issued safe domains to authorize companies. The Fed coin was promoted to eliminate counterfeiting and tax avoidance. It also gives the government ultimate control because the digital money can be switched on and off. His future scenario shows how surveillance cameras and digital money give authorities unprecedented power. All of this is promoted as a way towards a digital utopia, though it strikes me as a digital dystopia. This doesn't have to happen, but only if we rein in power-hungry politicians and bureaucrats who desire to control every aspect of our lives. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.